business should have the current account for several reasons. And the reasons may be because that account is convenient payment management. Because current account allows the business to manage their payment conveniently with that you can send and receive high value payment frequency. Overdraft facilities. Current account come with the overdraft facilities which allow your business or businessman to borrow the money when they need it. Overdraft are extremely useful for the business community when they face any unforeseen circumstances or there is a shortage of cash flow, or maybe there is a unexpected expenses I have been increased. Therefore, overdraft facility is extremely useful to the current account holder. The overdraft facility will be definitely bridging the gap between the payment received and the payment due, which enables to manage their finance more efficiently. Third benefit is a cash management. This cash management, you can keep your cash safely into current account and making it easy to monitor and control your cash flow. You have been permitted the facility of viewing your account balances at any point of time and manage your finance proactively. Creditworthiness. Current account can help you to build your creditworthiness. Banks use the current account to assess the creditworthiness of the business. Good credit score is very much essential for the business, for borrowing the money or to apply for the credit in future. Next benefit is a professional image. If you have a current account, it will help the business project and professional image. Your business, if really you are into the business and if it requires the finance, and if you are committed to managing its finance responsibility, it also demonstrates that the business is established and has a stable financial position. These are some of the benefits of having the current account. There are, like savings bank account, there are different types of current accounts are also there. Okay. Each type of account will have a unique feature and benefits. Choosing the right type of current account depends upon the business entity, depending upon its need and its requirement. Therefore, it is essential to research and compare the different type of current accounts options before choosing one which will be best suited for your business. To help you with the same, there is some broad breakdown of the type of current accounts which I am giving you here. First one is a standard current account. The standard current account is most common type of current account which is offered by the bank. This is basic current account. This allows the account holder to make and receive the payment, make the payment, receive the payment. This account usually comes with a checkbook facility and internet banking facility also. Another type of current account is a premium current account. What is this premium current account? In this type of current account, offers additional benefit and some features to the account holder, which it may include higher withdrawal limits, free checkbooks, priority customer service, and lower transaction fee. That is a premium current account. Then packaged current account. What is this packaged current account means? This is the account which is bundled with other financial product and services. Insurance policy, credit cards, travel discounts. Generally, the account holder pays monthly fees for the package account, which covers the cost of the additional products and the services. Foreign currency current account also can be permitted to maintain. This foreign currency current account is a type of current account that allows the account holder to hold the transaction in the foreign currency. This type of account is useful for the business that operate in multiple countries and needs to make the receive payment in different currencies. This account usually comes with a higher minimum balance, which is requirement of the transaction fee. Okay. Now, cash management current account. What is this cash management current account means? This type of current account is designed where there is a high volume of transaction. High volume of transaction. So the account comes with the advanced cash management tool, including automated payment, collection, and account reconciliation also. Because these are the high value transactions, it should be reconciled. Therefore, the account may also offer a real-time reporting analytics. So this is cash management current account. Now, regarding operations, different types of access which is provided to the current account holders. You have the facility to approach your home branch and do your banking needs. Okay? Such as cash withdrawal, deposit, financial assistance, and there may be the charges applicable to the withdrawals or deposits after certain limit, even at the bank branch. Check facility. This is a common one. For the business, check is very much required. It is one of the traditional way of withdrawing the cash from the current account. Even though the internet banking is taking over most of the physical transactions, the check option is still preferred by a lot of customers. Now, the another facility which is offered is ATMs. Through the ATM machine, without visiting the branch, the account holder is permitted to withdraw the cash even after the normal banking hours. However, the withdrawal limits are a little bit low, and it depends on the individual banks how many withdrawals are permitted during the month. Right? Now, online banking. This online banking facility is enabling the customers or account holders to do the cash transfer or clearing payment, viewing the statement of account and balances, and much more facilities are also offered under online facilities. Most preferred method of a current account, as you can transact even during non-banking hours without having to wait in a long queue and filling out the form, and you can transfer the money from your account in the click of button. phone banking. Most of the leading banks, they provide the phone banking facility to the customers to perform the host activities via calls. Through the phone banking facility, you can even check balances using your phone banking facilities. The document required for opening the current account like savings bank account consists of, one is a PAN card, address proof, and if you are a company or a trust, you must submit a certificate of incorporation and memorandum of articles and association. In case of partnership firm, the agreement, partnership agreement or partnership deed, you need to submit. ID and residential proof for all the partners is required to be proved, as well as a color photograph of the applicants. Check from the existing bank account, maybe it is a savings account, is required to be submitted to the bank for opening the current account. The company should provide the address for the communication separately. Now, having understood the current account, now let us understand little bit about, not little bit, but more about the deposits. There are two types of deposits. One is a fixed deposit, that is a time deposit, right? Time deposit or term deposit. Demand deposit we have already seen now. Savings account and current account. Different type of current account and all these things we have seen. Now we are moving towards another type of account, that is deposit account. Or it may be term deposit or time deposit. These are two types. One is a fixed deposit, second one is a recurring deposit. The firm term deposit means deposit which is received by the bank for a fixed period at fixed or floating rate of interest. Okay. And recurring deposit means the installment may be paid in frequent intervals, defined intervals. Rate of interest in case of term deposit may be payable at quarterly or at maybe half yearly, or it may be at the time of maturity, depending upon the application which you have submitted to the bank. Term deposit, time deposits, this is open for fixed term and payable on maturity. Withdrawals before maturity is generally not permitted unless there is an utmost requirement. Then closure before maturity, that is called premature withdrawal facility, is also permitted. Here the customer can open primarily fixed deposit account or a recurring deposit account as a term deposit or a time deposit. This account enables the customers to make the deposit in lump sum, while in recurring deposit, it enables depositor to make the constant amount of deposit periodically with a definite interval. Okay, it may be monthly generally for recurring deposit. Now, the term deposits are called as a fixed deposit or time deposits, which enable the customer to park their lump sum money and avail the features like guaranteed return, choice of interest payment payout, and liquidity, maybe by way of availing the overdraft facility or premium withdrawal. This is open, fixed deposit is open, then amount of money through one-time investment. And predetermined rate of interest is paid during the tenure of the account. Customer can open the fixed deposit for minimum period of 7 days to maximum period of 10 years. So interest rate can be fixed or floating, as I said earlier, and the banks are free to fix the interest rate on the domestic term deposits. Additional interest at the rate of 0.5% over and above the interest rate that is offered to a public is paid to the senior citizen. Bank staff generally get 1% over and above the rate of interest more than the rate of interest offered to the general public. In respect of term deposit, which is maturing for the payment on Sunday or holiday, the subsequent day, if it is paid, then intervening period, that is holiday or period interest, is also required to be paid by the banks to the depositor. Okay. Fixed deposit comes in two different forms. Okay. Two different flavors. First one is a customer can get the interest payment periodically at the predetermined frequency, such as monthly or quarterly or half yearly. And in the second type, the entire interest will be paid at the time of maturity. However, it is calculated at quarterly, added into the principal amount, and then it is paid and added. This is called compounding. This is called compounded interest. That also can be paid depending upon the term of that you have agreed with the bank for making payment of interest. These plans with the interest is paid on the maturity are also called as reinvestment plan or cumulative plan. Banks are required to review their interest rate structure on domestic term deposit of the different maturity and take the appropriate action to make them comparable with the rates which are offered by the commercial banks. Both individuals and non-individuals can open the fixed deposit. For example, he may be resident, he may be HUF, that is Hindu undivided family, sole proprietorship person, for sole proprietorship firm, it may be partnership firm, limited companies, public or private limited, and the trust account also can open the current account, fixed deposit account. With effect from 1st April 2010, PAN is made mandatory to book the fixed deposit if the amount involved is more than 50,000 rupees. TDS will be deducted at the applicable rate of interest, that is currently it is 10% when interest payable on the reinvested or fixed deposit per customer crosses from all the branches exceeds rupees 10,000 in a financial year in the absence of PAN card. Banks are also permitted to issue a 5-year tax saving fixed deposit. Customer can deposit up to 1.5 lakhs per annum under Section 80C to claim the deduction under taxable income. Most banks allow the premature withdrawal of the fixed deposit and get a loan on the overdraft up to 90% of the FD amount. Customer has to pay the penalty for the premature withdrawal of the fixed deposit. The interest paid on the premature payment shall be 1% below the rate applicable for the period it is run. Okay? And every bank has its own rule on the rate of penalty. However, banks are free to determine their own penal interest for the premature withdrawal of the term deposit. And banks should ensure that depositors are made aware of this kind of deduction or premature withdrawal interest rate at the time of opening the deposit itself. Banks are also offering the special products like resident foreign currency domestic deposit account, which enables the resident to open the and maintain the foreign currency account. The silent feature of the RFC domestic, that is resident foreign currency domestic account, is that even though all the deposits are opened in Indian currency, this resident Indian can open and maintain the foreign currency account to retain the foreign exchange acquired through the various means under the resident foreign currency domestic account RFCD. The various means of deposit, which includes for this RFCD is payment while on visit to abroad and services which are arising out of from the business and anything done in India. Honorarium or a gift or a payment of services which are rendered in settlement of any lawful obligation from any person not resident in India and who is on visit to India. Then gift or honorarium while a visit to any place outside India and gift from relative subject to FEMA guidelines are permitted to pay and receive in this particular account, that is RFCD account. Foreign exchange acquired from the authorized person for the travel abroad, if it is unspent, can be credited into this account. Amount received by the resident account holder as a disinvestment proceeds on conversion of their shares held by him at under the ADR, GDR, under the Deposit Regulatory Scheme, DR Scheme 2014. Proceeds of the life insurance claims, maturity, surrender value settlement in foreign currency from insurance company in India permitted to undertake a life insurance business by Insurance Regulatory Authority Development Authority. Now, withdrawals can be made for the payment towards the private visit, gift or donation, going abroad for the employment, immigration, maintenance of the close relative. Travel for the business, for attending the conference and the specialized training, as well as checkup abroad, medical checkup abroad, or accompanying attendance to the patients going abroad for the medical treatment checkup. Expenses in connection with the medical treatment abroad, studies abroad, and any other current account transactions is permitted to utilize balances in RFC account. Some of the capital account transactions permissible under FEMA, okay, that is Foreign Exchange Management Act, consist of opening foreign currency account with bank abroad, purchase of property abroad, making investment abroad, and acquisition of holding the shares of both listed and unlisted companies or any debt instrument acquisition can be permitted if the remittance is happening through the RFCD account. Setting up of wholly owned subsidiary and joint venture outside India for bona fide business is subject to EPDIR circular number 12 dated August 22, 2022 on Foreign Exchange Management Overseas Investment Direction 2022. Extending loan, including the loans in Indian rupees, to the non-resident Indians who are relatives are defined in Companies Act are also permitted to grant. Conversion of account balance. As per the RBI guidelines, any amount in foreign currency that is balances in RFC domestic account received during the calendar month less amount utilized should be converted into Indian rupees, that is process is called crystallization, on or before the last working day of the succeeding month. Last working day of succeeding calendar month after making the adjustment of forward commitment, APNE. Therefore, this account is non-interest bearing current account and the minimum balance required to be maintained depends upon bank to bank policy, but usually it is USD 500 or GBP 250 or Euro 500. The balances in the account is freely repatriable. Now, investment terms is minimum 1 year and maximum 3 years. Now, other deposit accounts are non-residents. That is, in India, the non-resident accounts are opened and maintained by NRIs, and a non-resident is defined by the Income Tax Act rule as well as by Foreign Exchange Monitoring Act, Foreign Exchange Maintaining Act, as per the 1999, Foreign Exchange Management Act 1999, as per the Income Tax Act 1961. If any person stays outside India for 182 days in the financial year, is called as non-resident. As per the FEMA, resident means person who has gone out of India or who stays outside India, either in case of the following three purposes. Number one, taking employment outside country, for carrying out the business or vocation outside the country, and for any other purpose in such a circumstances as would indicate his intention to stay outside India is for uncertain period. Here is the difference which I have shown for your better understanding. Three types of accounts are permitted to open non-resident Indians. One is NRE, second one is NRO, third one is FCNRB. Here, the purpose of these accounts is to deposit under NRE, to deposit the income earning from abroad, and interest earned on account can be credited locally, in NRE, locally. NRO account to deposit the funds remitted from overseas to India or local income from India, from Indian sources. And FCNRB, the deposit funds in foreign currency, rest NRE and NRO, that will be maintained in Indian rupees. Whereas in FCNRB, it will be maintained in the designated currency, that is USD, GBP, Euro, CAD, JPY, and Australian dollar, that is AUD. The types of account, NRE account can be opened in savings, current, fixed deposit. NRO account can be opened in the form of savings, current, fixed deposit. Whereas FCNRB account can be opened only as a fixed deposit type account. Okay. Now, investment tenor. How long this deposit can run? NRE account, minimum term deposit will be 1 year. Maximum will be 3 years. NRO account, minimum 1 year. Maximum 10 years. Because here balances are maintained in rupees only and local credits are permitted. Whereas in FCNRB, the minimum period for keeping the deposit is a 1 year and maximum period is 5 years. Repatriability. All the funds in NRE account can be repatriated. Whereas in NRO, the current income up to USD 1 million, up to 1 million is permitted per year. Per year. In the FCNRB, all funds can be remitted or repatriable abroad. Interest repatriability. In NRE account, entire interest can be permitted to repatriate. NRO account, freely repatriable subject to deduction of taxes. And in FCNRB, it is freely repatriable. Taxability in India, in NRE account, the interest income is a tax-free in India. Whereas in NRO, the interest income is taxed as per the Indian income tax rules and the reduced tax under the double avoidance of the agreement. Currently, this tax payable is 30%. And FCNRB, the interest income is a tax-free in India. This is overview, full gamut of NRE, non-resident Indians, account maintained in India, right? Now, a non-resident external savings account is opened by NRI to deposit the foreign income earned outside India to earn the tax-free interest. And NRO account is opened, that is non-resident ordinary account, is opened by NRI to deposit his income earned outside India, earned in India, such as rent, dividend, pension. Okay. whereas FCNRB is a fixed deposit held in foreign currency by NRI, PIO or OCI. NRI, non-resident Indian, PIO, person of Indian origin, and OCI means overseas corporate entities. Who wish to retain their money in foreign exchange or foreign currency to avoid the foreign currency exchange risk, ensuring the high and a guaranteed return.